Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hi, I'm Alexis Ohanian. You may know me as one of the co-founders of Reddit, but more recently, a large part of my identity is being a father to my wonderful daughters. In my podcast, Business Dad, I hope to open the conversation about working parents a bit. You'll get to hear from a wide range of business dads, from Rainn Wilson and Guy Raz to Todd Carmichael and Shane Battier, to find out how they balance being a dad with a successful career. Business Dad is available now, so be sure to listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to a very special Christmas edition of Keyword Countdown. If you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, IMDb categorized their films by a bunch of crazy keywords. I devised some games for a very special Christmas episode that are all to do with these mad keywords. Though, to be honest, if you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, you're probably not getting a lot out of this podcast.
I really hope someone's playing this to their family. Going, no, it will be good. Promise it'll be good.
This is the Queen's speech. I know I'm listening to.
You
don't have a segment.
We've also got a little treat just for you guys listening at home. I know a lot of people use Keyword Countdown for when they're driving places, and people love driving at Christmas. So at the end of this episode...
There's a song about it.
Chris Red, The Rest. So at the end of this episode, there's going to be a very special bit of Keyword Countdown for you at home. So Cardi and Joe have devised a round of 12 Keyword Countdowns with a link between them and the winner... The person who manages to guess what that link is will win themselves $1.2 million.
What?
$1.5 million.
$1.5
million. I don't know how we've sorted that, but to be honest, there we are. That's coming up right on at
I've
the end.
I've donated. That's what's happened there.
On to the special edition, though, which will see two teams of two. Go at it over two rounds.
Go at it?
Go at it.
I did not sign up for that. This is the one time you're on the video podcast back, isn't it?
But before we get into that, let's meet the team. So basically what I've done is there's two team captains who are the top of our leaderboard. There's basically no way of working out from our leaderboard who the best is, because it's pretty much like me, Joe, and Krupa on a lot of podcasts by the looks of things. I don't know why. But there we are. Heading up team number one.
Hello.
Daniel Krupa.
Hello, everyone.
How's it feel to be close to the top of the league that we can't work out who is the best?
It feels good. It feels good. I'm just really looking forward to wrestling in front of that open fire. You have to find an open fire sound effect now.
It's in.
There you go.
And who's joining you today? Who have you brought with you today?
My number two, my Riker, is Dale Driver.
He has got a Riker.
I got a Riker.
No, he's number one. He's not number two, is he?
Riker's is number one.
He's number one. He's not my number two.
Jesus Christ.
When you said resting by the fire then for a second, I thought you said wrestling by the fire.
I did say wrestling. No, we're just what we're doing. It's like women in love.
Ooh. Excellent.
Hope that comes up.
Do you have a sexy
Oliver
team
Reed.
Name?
Ooh. Ooh, no. You didn't prep us for this one.
It's women in love.
Women in love. There we go. Team women in love.
I know the first geek word is going to be men wrestling in front of open fire. Oliver Reed.
The person who actually has the most correct guesses, the most points, in Keyword Countdown this year is Mr. Joe Screbbles.
Hello.
And who have you brought along with you today, Joe?
I've brought consummate professional and fellow Spurs fan Simon Cardi. We're joined by a love of Mauricio Pochettino. And I don't know what else to say. What do you
I don't know. I'm just here for the prizes. What are the prizes?
Well, you're not getting anything. You can have one of those free beers that we got sent by Vice if you want.
Is this the
I'm having one now.
Yeah, there you go.
Already winning. Is this the end of season two of Keyword Countdown?
This is technically the end of season two, yeah.
So does this mean that I could lose my champions title?
You won't though.
Well, this isn't a singles competition. This is a tag team competition.
Just don't retain it.
Well, so it just disappears. My title's gone.
It's gone.
No, you've got it forever.
No, it's on the cup. You got the cup.
I was signed in the summer transfer window, and now
we've got an engraver on standby like Wimbledon.
Yeah, as soon as this ends, it'll cut to a shot of a little man just carving in Jared Cardi.
In reality, Powers with a Sharpie.
Yeah. And he's gone. We don't know where he is either. Right, so round number one. Classic countdown. So it's 1v1 from your teams.
Each of you
will take it in turns against a member of the opposite team. I'll read out 10 keywords from 5 films. The first one to shout out gets the points. The other person on the team, you are not allowed to help.
Okay.
Ooh. So we're going to have...
Okay, yeah.
Hello.
Classic matchup. Right. Okay.
1v1, yeah. Okay. So we're going to have Cardi versus Dale first.
Tactics are already in play.
What's not Dale? They didn't bring pens.
We don't use it. I've never used a pen.
I don't
in
need
this
pens.
Game.
Pens.
I don't need
help. Don't have friends.
Pen friends.
Pens are friends. You should know that.
I do know that.
Pens are friends sounds like something a kid whispers to himself while he's being bullied.
Well, I always had friends. Pack of highlighters, Joe.
There was
called Big Fat Marker.
Big Parker.
2B.
My friend Big Fat Mark.
Yeah.
Sharpie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so 5 films. There's a link between them as well.
Never.
Right.
Yeah, there is. So Cardi versus Dale, no helping from the other team. And as we found out, we've tried to do this before as well, people freaking out when they know the answer.
Probably doesn't help.
It's but funny. It's funny when you do it.
I'm going to be sanguine.
I'm going to psych you out.
Okay.
Right.
Here we go then. Film number one.
I better wake up.
Reference to Ebenezer Scrooge.
A Christmas Carol.
Wall Street.
Fuck, I think.
Strangulation.
No.
Shawshank Redemption.
Damsel in Distress.
Silence Alarms. That's the opposite of
A New Hope.
In Distress.
Donut.
Donut.
Pulp Fiction.
This is
True Romance.
Bare Chested Male.
The Wrestler. Mm.
Reference to Yasser Arafat.
The Dictator.
That's throwing me off that.
Hot Shots.
Blood on Camera Lens.
Oh, God. Rambo. First Blood.
Blood on Camera Lens. That's a...
Chauffeur.
Oh, Logan.
Drive.
Oh.
One Against Many.
Yeah.
Oh, The Raid. The Raid. Oh. Die Hard.
Yes.
Yes, mate.
Bloody hell.
Got through. I don't remember Ebenezer Scrooge.
Reference Ebenezer Scrooge, yeah.
As you said that, I thought it was Hot Rod. And when you said donut, he does donuts in Hot Rod. I was like, what is happening?
I like how we both went for The Raid before Die Hard.
Yeah.
So that's 2 points to Cardi. The other keyword that we didn't get to, German terrorist. Here we go. Film number two. No opening credits.
I mean,
what's that noise?
That was the sound of Cardi puckering.
Title based on poem.
What was that? Title based.
Based on poem. I love that.
Oh, hello.
Have you looked through that keyword?
Yeah, it's really good. We've had it on the show before. Yeah, mistrust. Unrequited love.
Not happening this round.
Black comedy.
Punch drunk love.
No. Vision.
This is the
Easter Bunny.
Donnie Darko.
Presumed dead.
Easter Bunny presumed.
Vampire.
Fucking hell.
That's the right term, isn't it?
I don't know what this is. I want to see it.
Final clue. Ghost dog.
It's got it all, hasn't it? Ghost
dog. I feel like I don't know what this is.
Marge Simpson writes.
No opening credits. Dog. Title based on poem. Mistrust. Unrequited
can't
love.
Know what it is.
Black comedy. Vision. Easter Bunny. Presumed dead. Vampire. Ghost dog.
Ghost dog.
I sound
wicked. No idea.
No idea?
Gremlins.
Other what's boys from the other teams? Any idea? For no points, but just a bit.
Ghost
just a bit
dog. Casper. Like Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Ghost dog.
So, zero.
Yeah. Well done. So, no points there. But remember, guys, never, ever be sad if you don't get them, because it makes it more fun for the people at home.
Nightmare Before Christmas is a title based on a poem.
Yeah. I guess, like, Towards the Night Before Christmas and All Through the House. Like, that's that poem.
I suppose, yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Film number three. So far, Cardi is leading one guess, 2 points.
Oh, big high-scoring game.
Here we go. Throwing a stone at a window.
At Forrest Gump.
Oh, Say Anything.
Deaf in one ear. Oh. I am currently deaf in one ear as well, which is why I put that one in. Mm.
The plight.
Rescue from drowning.
Psycho.
Casino Royale.
Falling through ice.
Eternal Sunshine.
Falling through ice.
Man in a wheelchair.
Fargo.
Home Alone 2. Home Alone.
Drugstore.
No Country for Old Men.
Flower petal.
Oh, I'm having a mare today, aren't I?
Yeah. Loan company. Job offer.
Trading places.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Final one. Jumping off a bridge.
Butch Cassidy? No, jump off a bridge. Jump off a bridge.
Mask.
Jump off a bridge. Vertigo.
Other boys?
Not a clue. Ooh. It sounds sad.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh.
None of those were clicking. Is.
Here we go.
I don't think it's going to be that obvious, is it?
I don't think you've got the theme.
Yeah.
It feels like a
ballpark, though.
Yeah.
Here we go. Film number four. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh
Returns.
Oh.
What's that?
It's
we've got him.
Reference to Pontius Pilate.
I don't think I know it now.
No. Life of Brian.
You were so convinced.
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, that's a
that's
good
the
guess.
Macy's Day.
That's a good
Benign
guess.
Delusion. Great keyword.
I mean,
who's going through films?
I am.
Hey, he's deluded, but
I'll tell you what,
fine.
I'll put that on all fucking Christmas films.
Yeah.
What was that?
Employer-employee relationship.
Macy's Day. What?
Zach and Mary make a porno.
Child.
Don't know.
That's child sort of employee relationship. Yeah.
What was that?
Child witness.
Fucking hell.
Oh my God.
That's in Zach and Mary make a porno.
Apartment living.
Hey girl, how are you living?
This
apartment
is
living.
Fight Club.
That is actually quite big. There's a thing about it in the film as well.
Fight Club? No.
Child witness.
Apartment.
Reference to George Washington.
The Goonies?
That clue comes up later.
Competency hearing.
These are hard.
District Attorney.
Dark Knight.
Come on, guys. Think of the theme.
Old Man.
The Santa Claus.
Old Man, Little Girl relationship.
Oh, Miracle on 39th, 34th.
Well
I've never
done.
Seen that.
You can have that, can't you? Well
oh,
done.
For sake.
This
is
bleak.
This is appalling.
I have not seen many Christmas films.
1 point, Cardi, though. So you've got two guesses and 3 points.
It's all in the air, isn't it?
It's terrible. Oh, snowman.
Here we go.
Close.
What's going on?
Filler. This is good filler. I'm going to fill.
Go on,
then. Fill in. What's your favourite pie filling?
It's going to edit all this out.
I don't like mince pies, since it's Christmas.
Neither do I.
No, nor do I.
Gross. No, not for me.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't like mince pies.
I used to. Like little, but steak mince. Growing up.
Ooh, not for me.
Steak pie.
Beef I throw it. Oh, yeah. Mince beef bacon. Steak
actual
and ale.
Actual mince pie.
No, I throw a chunky steak and ale.
Mince? Are we talking about mince?
Beef
or Dale's pear sauce. Finally,
shepherd's pie. Like shepherd's pie is good. That's not a pastry state. Pie.
Is this good, Dale? No, Gabby on
the
track.
It's staying in.
Yeah, good. Shepherd's or cottage?
Yeah. Shepherd's.
Shepherd's, I think.
Yeah.
Shepherd's.
Yeah.
Yes, boys.
Yeah. We're all sheep, aren't we?
Final film then.
Final film.
Next, last
it's Christmas. Come on. Keep it light. I told you this outside. Film number 5. All to play for. Loneliness.
Gov.
Right. Christmas Carol.
Scream.
He's just trying to tell me who his
Black
eyes.
Christmas.
Lifting mail in air.
That's a really Home common Alone. One. Yeah. Home Alone 2.
Did you say Home Alone?
Yeah, I said Home Alone.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, that's me.
Kidding me.
Well done, Dale.
He's nicked it.
Nicked it at the end, 8 points in.
Loneliness.
Yeah.
That film's about how much he fucking loves it.
Other clues then. Subjective camera. Supermarket. Suburban crime. Screaming.
Screaming.
Didn't you already have scream and screaming?
Yeah.
Furnace.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Reference to Michael Jordan.
How are these all below loneliness?
And tarantula.
Yeah, tarantula.
So, yeah, 2 guesses, 3 points to Cardi, but taking it so
Hello.
Far.
Well, I've got two of them.
Just shows you what a cruel game it can be.
Yeah.
But hey, you're
point for the link.
No. Oh, no.
Does anyone know what the link
is? The link is. Are they all
It's a Wonderful Life? Maybe? The Nightmare Before Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, Home Alone, Die Hard.
Are they all in IGN's top 10 Christmas movies?
Are we allowed to guess this?
No.
Well, oh, they're all Christmas.
Team thing, sorry.
Are they all films that people think are Christmas films, but they're not actually?
What, how is...
The Nightmare Before
Christmas? No, it's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. They all are. Okay.
Are they like IMDb's top
in.
10 Christmas films or something?
Nope.
They're all the most quoted Christmas films.
Nope.
It's also nonsense.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm policing that.
They all have.
They're all. No.
They all have a British old man in them.
I wish that was a link, but absolutely not.
Say, well, our pen's coming into its own, isn't it?
Yeah. You seem to be looking at real mate.
I don't need to.
Don't need to.
You are.
Don't need to. Man Invest.
The other ones, you got it? Do you reckon? They are, all 5 of them. Have been nominated for Oscars
Ooh.
In different fields, yeah. Ooh. So not necessarily best picture.
Oscar nominated.
What was Die Hard nominated for?
Like best editing, best sound mixing. There's a bunch, yeah. yeah, there we go.
Cardi's furious.
8-3.
Why are you quizzing him at the end then?
Yeah, right then, boys.
Curious. I want some knowledge.
Tenuous.
Get him on
tenuous.
Right then, boys.
Swap over.
This is a swap over.
Same round,
1v1.
Guys.
Some might Candy. Say this is the best of the best against each other.
Shouting.
5 films, 10 keywords apiece, a link between them. Male frontal nudity.
Elf.
Love Actually.
I would get the Christmas thing out of your head. Ensemble cast.
Rat Race.
Boogie Nights.
Woman on Top.
Oh. Golden Eye.
The film Woman on Top.
Very Little Dialogue.
Very Little Sexy Ooh, Dialogue.
Dunkirk.
There Will Be Blood.
Radio Equipment.
What's that one with Robert Redford on a boat?
Man at Sea.
Moon.
Chess Piece.
Seventh Seal.
chess piece.
Interrogation.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
The Lives of Others.
Why would radio great equipment be in Harry Potter?
The Circus.
Oh, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
Well done. I only got that because you did that last week.
Not Circus. Who did we?
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy saying the circus was really recent.
Oh no, that was when we were in the pub and we were doing the pub quiz thing.
Wicked.
And we said, yeah.
Thanks, pub quiz thing.
So that's 3 points.
Oh, I think it's worth pointing out, Gav's actually written these this time.
That's why we were late coming in. The last two, forced retirement based on novel. Ooh. Tinker Tailor, Soldier Spy.
That's hard.
Film number two. New York City.
Manhattan. Spider-Man.
Ambiguous ending.
Ooh.
Inception. Usual Suspects.
CDs.
Hellraiser 3.
High Fidelity. Hellraiser 3.
CD. High Society.
High. Ooh.
Eyes Wide Shut.
I was going to say that.
Cranberry Juice.
I feel like...
When Harry Met Sally.
Antisocial Personality Disorder.
American Psycho?
Yes!
Oh, nice.
Boom, Joe. Did you actually know that card?
Boom, yeah. Did you get that card? Yeah.
I didn't count that.
On Cranberry Juice. Yeah.
8 points to Joe. Two guesses. The other ones, killing a dog, unreliable narrator, killed during sex, reference to Phil Collins.
Where'd you got that, Joe? Killed during sex?
You know it's about Phil Collins, and you know it.
Here we go. Phil number three. Three-word title. Reference
Bring
to...
It on.
Guess. He could have said anything.
Reference to Xena Warrior Princess.
Oh. Bollocks.
What?
Oh.
Carry on.
Peter Pan Complex.
Big. Oh, wait, no, that's way before Xena Warrior Princess.
Three words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they knew about Xena. Imaginary Sun.
Fucking... No.
Truth Circle.
Imaginary Sun, that sounds terrible.
Sounds brilliant.
Little Big Man.
Reference to the Spice Girls.
Spice Girls, the movie? The Spice World? The movie?
Islington, England.
Fever Pitch?
Music Therapy.
Well, sorry, that's the last one.
Music Therapy.
Boat That Rocked.
Suicide Note.
What is this?
It's all good fun.
Do you know this?
I think I might. Oh. But I don't know if I do.
Final clue. Killing a Duck.
Oh, fuck. About a Boy.
Yes. Oh. Well done, Joe. 9 points to Joe.
Ooh.
Three guesses.
We're back. Back
Xena was Xena Warrior Princess was referencing something else recently.
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
I felt like it was like
it's good.
Not like Wonder Woman, but something like that.
Isn't it Guardians?
Maybe.
Like
sounds yeah. like.
Oh yeah, I think you're right.
What was that?
Was
about?
It Justice League? Mm. It's one. It's a superhero film. Mm.
Yeah.
Almost definitely Justice League.
It was Justice League about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like Xena.
Yeah.
Oh really? Awesome. Here we go then.
It's Phil... Probably Flash. Probably one of his lines.
Yeah, it must have been.
Film number four. Rockefeller Center, Manhattan, New York.
Elf. Big.
Dysfunctional Marriage. Reference to The Nutcracker.
Don't know why I laughed at that.
Sleepers in Seattle.
Bitterness.
What is this?
Shooting Up.
Shooting Up?
That escalated, didn't it?
Requiem for a Dream?
Drug Overdose.
Oh.
Antichrist.
Reference to Ovid.
What?
Romanian poet.
Fuck.
Psychiatrist.
It's got to be.
Revelation.
End of Days.
Annie Hall.
Final clue.
Do people get drugs in that?
Masked Ball.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
Oh, God. God.
He said it earlier. Yeah, well done.
I don't know why that was bound to come up.
So Joe got... Oh, no, it's one more film. Fuck
yeah.
Chill out, boys. Joe's on 10 points.
That's a shy.
Four nice. Guesses. So, to be fair, though, Krupa, you could get...
You get it.
Yeah.
Get on it.
It's only 2.5 points
you
per
You can tie it,
round.
Then get a link... Fucking hero. Oh, hero's
it's
victory.
That would so be... You probably need six to jump back in.
Can you be thinking lane? Can you be thinking of the link?
That's a very, very good point. And also, you're but probably not going to get it for the first one because I was amazed by this first one.
I was going to say, yeah. Okay. Card is not allowed to chip in on the link.
Little clue.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
Here we go then. Film number five. Final one. Directorial debut. And this shocked me.
I'll tell you that for free.
Jaws.
Always.
Wasn't.
Yeah, female removes her clothes.
Well. Sounds like someone got into the directing business for the wrong reasons.
A lot of people would say that about this guy.
Oh!
Nipples visible through clothing. Pubic hair.
Oh, it's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, I really want to make a film.
Got a wicked idea.
It's 2 hours long.
President Abraham Lincoln.
Bill and Ted.
Bill, that's what I was going to say.
It's Lincoln. He hasn't done any of this.
Ghost directed.
Paedophilia.
Oh, Lincoln.
The Woodsman.
What?
Kidnapping.
Prisoners. No, that wasn't his first.
Oh. I might.
Private Eye.
8mm?
LA Confidential.
Screen Test.
Boogie Nights? No.
Final clue. Gay Straight Alliance.
Pride?
Directorial debut. Female removes her clothes. Nipples visible through clothing. Pubic hair. President Abraham Lincoln. Pedophilia. Kidnapping. Private Eye. Screen Test. Gay Straight Alliance.
I'm sure I do know this.
No clue.
I had a couple
no.
of ideas. One, is it Gone Baby Gone or something? Fear and Loathing? No.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
screen
there.
I suppose he was.
What was it? Ghost Monster Squad, wasn't it?
He's written loads of stuff.
Yeah, he's written loads of stuff, actual directed. Yeah.
Old Shane.
Good luck to him.
What?
Yeah.
Paedophilia.
Americans. Yeah, there is. Yeah.
Don't remember that film well at all.
American Psycho, About a Boy, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, Eyes Wide Shut, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
We can't say anything.
Yeah,
I got
I'm
a couple
just trying
of
to not make it sound
things.
Like silence.
Yeah, I'd want to say.
This is annoying.
Read them once more, Gaff, for everyone.
American Psycho.
For the people without pens.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Eyes Wide Shut. Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
Child actors who went on to be famous adults.
Child actors from Eyes Wide Shut.
I don't know.
Or American Psycho.
There might be.
Well, no, American Psycho. You do you mean that?
I'm going About a Boy and Home Alone and working outwards.
I thought you were saying Christian Bale, and then he's in that.
You ready for the link?
Home Alone was in the other one. I've still got Home Alone on the brain. I love it.
Putting poison, Home Alone poison in my head.
You ready for the link?
Yeah.
They all feature prominent Christmas parties.
Okay.
Good.
Good luck to him. Good luck to him. Here we go, boys. That's hard. You both did. Teams did very well. So we got.
We did. Shocker. Yeah.
What was the name of your team?
I'll give him that.
Sexy.
Women in love.
Women in love. Yeah.
Team Women in Love.
Sexy Women in Love.
I've got 8 points. What was your name? What's team?
I don't
know.
Potch's Boys.
Potch's Boys. Yeah. 13 points.
Hey.
It's all to play for.
Yeah,
it is.
I mean,
and that's what people want.
Two.
Oh, there's only two rounds.
There's only two rounds.
No
yeah.
one wants a mauling.
Yeah.
No one wanted 25-0, did they? Let's be honest.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When he got it on the first guess on the live show, he was
that's
like,
that over.
I'm done.
It's for the good of the game. I'm out.
Okay, so round two, boys.
Yes.
Is teamwork Countdown. Ooh. Now, in Teamwork Countdown, I'm going to give you guys the name of a film, and you're going to need to come up with five keywords you think will be on the IMDb list for them.
Yes, please.
You'll have 15 seconds per keyword to write them on your little boards, and a point for each keyword.
Is it a reveal per keyword?
We're not writing down five, are we?
You're writing down five, but you'll write down like...
But we're doing them one at a time.
Yeah, but it'll you'll both write them at the same time, then reveal them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. We'll have them.
You ready then?
Well, it depends what the film is, doesn't it, really?
Choose your words wisely.
Oh, someone's worried.
In your heads.
Keep talking.
Film number one. I want first keyword from it, from all of them. Elf. Give me a keyword that you think will be on IMDb's list of keywords Elf.
No, we want to go for what's obvious.
But if they put the same.
Are we doing five now?
If they put the same, does it rule
out? No, you do one at a time. Though.
Oh, right. So
one at a time.
But if they put the same, does it rule it out?
No.
Okay.
But we did say, just as another little rule, you can't put like the title of the film.
Okay, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Any bonus points for potentially hilarious ones?
No, how are you policing that?
I don't know. Me. I know what's funny.
Do you?
I've been told.
Is this meant to be funny?
No.
This is
a game.
I'm also, because it's. I'll tell you, all three films are Christmas themed. I don't want the word Christmas.
Oh, for God's sake!
Say that before we start.
You can't do that.
It's obvious.
It's obvious.
Fucking hell.
No, that worked out really well.
Is that going to be a keyword? Wait, but okay.
You go for it.
All right, then, boys.
All right, we're ready.
Let's go.
Yeah. No, there is. There's a whole scene about it.
Okay, we'll go.
Okay.
It's outlandish. I'm under time pressure.
Team Joe, what's your first keyword for
Team
Elf?
Team Joe, yes, please.
Oh, come on.
Dwarf.
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 Is dwarf there? Is dwarf there? Dwarf is there. You get a point.
Yes, nice. Mate. He's an angry elf. That scene. The sensitive scene.
All right.
Okay, hang on.
What have you got?
Gotta wait for the quizmaster to ask.
Team Krupa and Dale.
Oh.
New York.
Ooh.
New York is New
Written
York
it very
there.
Small, like it's they're not New confident.
New York there. Boys, New York is there.
Yes.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Maybe panic for that.
Here we go, boys. Second keyword, Elf. What do you think is on?
Yes.
He has to.
You reckon?
Otherwise,
I'm quiet, actually.
I just point out, you're not in soundproof booths. I can hear everything. So call me a nomad.
He has a laptop on one podcast and he goes, power mat.
Let's go. What we got, Krupa? What are you saying? The second keyword for Elf.
Santa.
That's bold.
Santa.
I'd love it if it's not.
Santa. Well, yeah, because it means we don't get a
It's funny, isn't it?
Boys. Is there?
Yes.
Oh, I think we're in trouble here.
Here we go.
No, I think we have gone for singing in shower.
What are you, with a little dick?
Just so you know what happens in showers.
Let's have a look.
I wish we'd just written shower.
Fun shower, yeah.
Should have just written shower.
Unfortunately, boys.
I think so.
It's not there.
Is shower there?
I feel like there's
just
shower.
Shower is
okay. We won't do that.
You also could have had
I think they're both
female in shower.
Oh.
I don't really know much about it.
That's a pervy little keyword, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a certain type of person looking for that.
All right, boys, get it on.
Okay, let's go.
Keyword three for the film Elf, released in 2003.
Is it that long?
It is.
I love that film.
Yeah.
Or the other one.
Team Cardi and Joe, what you got for me?
Ooh, we've got
snow.
Snow.
Ooh.
That's a tricky one.
It looked cold. It looked cold.
On IMDb's keyword for Elf. Boys. It's there.
Oh.
I thought it wasn't going to be for a second then. I thought it wasn't going to be. Well done. Krupa and Dale. What y'all got for me?
What they do? North Pole.
That was under consideration.
North Pole they want. North Pole they get. Yes. It's bloody there, boys. Yeah. It's bloody there. Your fourth keyword for Elf, please.
Oof.
Yes.
I can't remember.
Surely.
Because you might be looking. Nah. Why would you look for
Krupp
that?
Why would you look for a lot of these things?
Krupp and Dale, what you got for me?
Toys.
Toys.
I'm not sure about it.
What's that toy shop he's in?
Toys.
Oh, I know what it's called.
Yeah, Boys.
No, it's not.
It's not there.
It's not there. Come on, here's a chance.
Is Gimbals there? That's not our guess. I just want to know. Because that's the name of the place.
Can't tell you, boys.
It won't be.
Sticking Gimbals on the next one. Sticking.
We have gone.
What have you got?
Slay.
They've gone for Slay.
As in Father Christmas Slay.
Tell you what, boys. Not it's only killing. Bloody there.
Oh, we're back.
It's only bloody there. Final keyword then for Elf.
What have you got?
What have you got for me?
Is that too boring?
Yeah. Should we go on a limb? Boring. Actually, well, yeah.
We're going for broke on this one.
Okay.
Yes.
Krupp be one of our safe ones.
Krupp.
Nah, screw it. We've lost the point already. Krupp
and Dale.
Remember,
that's
it.
What have you got? What have you written for me?
Screaming.
Oh!
I like it. Ooh,
not scream.
Love it. Guys, you could have had Screaming Woman. Screaming's not there.
Oh, unlucky.
I'd give him that.
I would.
It's Christmas, mate.
I would.
What have you gone for?
Central Park.
Central.
We did debate
it's a location towards the end of the film, I believe.
It's where the sleigh is.
Park.
Yes. And the elf.
Central Park.
He's in most of it.
Central Park Rangers is there.
Oh, fuck.
That doesn't count.
Central Park. Is there?
Nice. Oh,
there we go.
So at the end of that round, you had three apiece for that there. So that's 11 points to Krupp and Dale.
No, that's four.
We got
for
four.
Us.
Wait, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No, ticket four. Sorry. Yeah. Shit. 17 points for Cardi and Joe. At the end of that, 17-11. All to play for.
Ooh.
All to play for.
I mean,
got to do two rounds better than us, mates.
Big time.
They might.
Entirely possible.
Here we go. Film number two. I want five keywords, one at a time from you guys. The film is Scrooged.
I only watched this recently. I've forgotten loads of it.
I haven't seen it in such a long time.
Is it? I suppose. Yeah, let's go for it. It's an interesting one. That's a
yep.
We got to go safe.
Yeah.
Well, we're not. We're big timers. Who's first? Us?
Joe and Cardi.
Based on a novel.
That's a good one. That definitely be there.
You would hope.
I went, what? Because I had not thought it through.
Yeah.
Based on a novel is there.
Nice. Well, done, Cardi.
I wouldn't have put it past IMDb if that wasn't.
No,
based on a novella.
Mad.
What have you got?
Fuck off.
Ghosts.
Oh,
probably
ghosts
that.
They've gone for.
Probably
got
that.
Very similar capital letters, me and you, Creamer.
Ghosts they've gone for. Ghosts is there.
Yes. I'm glad it's there. Ooh, yeah.
Ghost was
it
there.
Is, yeah.
Ghost wasn't, but I'm it's giving boring. It to you anyway.
Let's do one more boring.
Yeah. One more boring one.
Krupp and Dale, you're up next. Second keyword for the film Scrooged. Yeah. 1988.
1980s, put that one
down. Krupp, what have you gone for?
Taxi driver.
Sad, isn't it?
Taxi driver, they've gone
That's
for.
That's a different film.
Oh, wonder if Taxi's just
cute.
Guys, it's not there.
Oh, no.
You could have had Reckless Taxi Driver.
Oh,
I can't give you that.
Have they got Cab Driver? Because that would be funny as well.
Like, if it's Cab Driver, we should get that.
If Cab Driver's there, you can have it.
I might give
you
it.
Sure?
It's not there anyway.
It's not there. Yeah. What have you got, Joe?
New York. We drew
some candles.
No, we drew
the Twin Towers.
Candles. Period appropriate.
The drawing gets you nothing.
Some British teeth.
The drawing gets you nothing.
Don't play into that stereotype.
Guys. New York is not there.
Fucking hell.
Is it
New
definitely
York is
in
not
New
there?
York?
I think it is.
It is.
Must be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just not specified.
So that's one all then.
Guys, I just saw them delete
keywords
it from the page.
For the film, no Scrooged.
Idea. I barely remember this film. You're going to have to lead the way, Krupp.
Cardi and Joan come to you first.
Oh, that's not 15 seconds.
Loneliness again.
Just letting you know. Just letting you know.
Yeah. How big are you doing that?
We're doing it real big.
It's coming from the heart, that.
Here we go then, boys.
Go for that. Go for it.
I need your answers. What have you got for me, Joe?
Loneliness.
Loneliness.
Yeah. Blimey.
It's spooky letters.
Loneliness is there.
Fucking hell. Well done, Cardi.
Well done.
Nice. I search for a lot of films by loneliness, just Krupa so Dale. I don't feel alone.
Zombie.
Ooh. Zombie they've gone for. It's not there, boys.
Oh, but there is undead.
Not there.
Let's go for something crazy now.
Here we go then.
Mr. Synonym.
I know, yeah.
Fourth keyword for the film. Screw
anything. It doesn't matter at this point.
Just executive.
Yeah.
I don't know. Where are you? I'll let you have free range on this one.
I'm going to.
Like
gonna
a happy chicken.
Thanks, man.
Krupa Dale.
Homeless.
Oh. At Christmas.
Less.
Boys, it is Christmas. Homelessness is there. You're having it.
How generous.
Mercy.
You're having a little point there.
I've lost faith in this one.
What have you got?
TV exec.
TV exec.
TV. Is the wrench in there.
TV exec's not there. TV executive's not there. It's not there, boys.
Is CEO there?
Is CEO? Oh, I don't know. They might be putting CEO. It's not there anyway. So. little free one as it's Christmas. Fifth and final keyword then for the film Scrooged.
Formalised.
Is there a shower scene?
What about something? Think of like what traditional IMDb keywords are like. Something. One of those stupid ones.
Yeah.
Do it.
Have you written them down?
Very slowly, he's writing it down. Here it comes.
Is that it?
Are we first?
No, they are. Dale, Joe and Cardi, what you got for me?
Man lifted into air. Classic.
Classic countdown.
I just want to point out as well that the keyword is man lifted in air.
Oh, he made me add the
come
two.
Come on. I could have sworn it was into.
If it was there, I would have given it to you. But you know what, boys? It's not bloody there.
It's the most iconic scene. When the guy's arm gets all torn off.
So you got 2 points from that round, boys. What have you got?
One word title.
Are we having that?
What? What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I've seen nothing.
Remember, he's put a hyphen between one and word.
One word title is there.
Yeah, there we go.
Play, boys.
In money ball now. I didn't specify in for the title thing, but you can do that for the next one. That's fine.
Okay.
Everyone was on level peggings until then.
Okay. That's fine.
Snuck it in.
I assumed.
So there you go. You guys got three that round, which means we end that.
How many do we get?
You got two.
Okay.
We end that.
Better than none.
Correct.
19 points to... 14 points.
Oh, okay, it's close to thought.
And as we go into the final round,
it's hard to put it back on
one together.
And as we go into the final round, it's double points.
Oh, come on.
Double points.
Fucking hell.
The film is.
Fucking hell, boy.
The film is, there will be blood. And I memorize all 200 keywords. Yes. Here we go, then, boys. The final film is. Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, hello.
I could do almost the same ones.
I mean...
Right, then. Yeah. Just look at me and nod.
Yeah.
And we won't... I'm not going to be accepting any of the same keywords from one before.
Oh, for God's sake.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's...
We're not accepting any of the same ones that we just did.
No, yeah. Okay. So based on a novel.
From both rounds? I know there's... Because there's some crossover.
Yeah.
No, go for it. No, from any of the rounds. Yeah.
No duplicate.
Yeah.
That's a nice noise.
We did that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Oh, shit. We did based on the book.
Yeah.
We just scribble that out.
Remake of Bill Murray film. Which was made.
There's so many
for
this.
Yeah, they're so generic that it probably would be.
There's so many for this.
Okay. Yeah, go for it then.
Krupa and Dale, can we have your first keyword, please?
Sorry.
It's all right.
Redemption.
Redemption. Is it there? It's only bloody there.
Nice. Good one, Krupa.
2 points.
Nice one. He's always seeking redemption.
Boys.
Musical.
Scribble that one out. Next one, then.
You'd hope.
Musical. Tell you what, boys. It's not there. It's not there.
Nonsense.
Fix!
Because
second keyword for the film, Muppets Christmas Carol, please.
Already? We didn't have any time.
I'm just looking at you.
Don't look at us.
We're on you, but you got some time. It's fine. It's all a laugh.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Em. Have you written it down?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
London.
London.
Oh, unbelievable, Jeff.
London. London they want. London they bloody got. 2 points.
We've gone for...
well, same round, that's fine. Yeah. Same round, absolutely fine. You wrote it down the same time.
Take it.
We're not getting any ground. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's getting tense now, isn't
it? It's so close. It's so close. Third keyword, please, for Muppet's Christmas Carol.
You
guys got them written down?
Yeah.
Written down?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sit down?
Yep.
Croupendale?
Haunting.
Haunting.
Oh, hello.
Haunting.
Different to ghosts.
You can be haunted by spectres.
Ghosts is in the another round. We said ghosts for one of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You'd written
guys. It might surprise you to learn, haunting is not there.
Oh, I love it.
Cardi and Joe, what we got?
Puppetry.
Puppetry.
Hello.
And a really disgusted little drawing.
It's a little man with puppet strings.
He looks like he's being hung by his foreskin. Joe, don't.
It's a stick man. How can you tell?
Here we go. Puppet tree.
All my stick men are cut.
Puppet tree. Puppet tree.
Something very horrible about that word.
Oh.
It's going to be a puppet.
Why not? We've got to go for broker.
You're having it. You're having it.
Thanks, mate.
Why, what is there?
Puppet.
Come on.
Ooh, you can't have puppets. You can't have puppetry without puppets.
You didn't get Screaming Woman.
You haven't seen me on the weekend.
Reckless Taxi Driver.
I don't know.
That's different.
That's different. That's the art. Oh, I think that's
my.
Take a point off them. Take a point off.
The chat back.
Here we go then. Fourth keyword for Muppets Christmas Carol, please, boys.
You want that? I was just going to go.
Hey, hang on. I want to go big.
Yeah, you'd already written it down. Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
I mean, that is. I've seen. Let's go with yours. I like it more.
It's big.
Croupa and Dale, what have you got for me?
Oh. Muppet.
Muppet!
Fair play to you. They're probably in it.
Muppet is a keyword.
Yes. Oh, wait. I thought you said it is.
Muppet as a keyword.
Nice.
You'd hope so. For human sake.
There we go.
No, we go for that.
Yeah.
We are going to go for anthropomorphism.
Anthropomorphism. Anthropomorphism.
What about?
It's not there, boys.
Fuck it.
It's not there.
I'm going to add it when we get out.
Final keyword, then, boys, for the Muppets Christmas Carol, please.
We could do that.
What about? I'm just trying to think of the beats of the film.
Why not? I think. Yeah.
Or two. Yeah. Try that. Yeah.
Final keyword for Joe and Cardi.
No.
I go for that. We're gonna go for greed.
Greed.
I don't know. I feel like let's get rid of that. Just leave it at that one.
Greed is there.
Yes, please.
You don't like to see it, though, do you? The world's a better place without it.
Dale and Croupa.
Death.
Oh. Comes for us all.
Stop editorialising every single one of us.
Guys, death is not there.
Oh, what? Oh.
Death is not there.
Is Frog there?
Is Frog there? Frog's not there.
Is Michael Caine there?
We're not doing this. Boys, at the end of that, it fucking changed hands in the end there.
What?
One team is on 20 points. One team is on 25 points. And the winners are Joe and Cardi with 25 points.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
well
you.
Well done, guys.
I enjoyed that very much.
We enjoy the game more than the win.
Countdown Christmas special.
Gavin.
What? Whoa, hang on, Joe. This is my outro.
Hold there.
This is my outro.
Gavin, you've never done Keyword Countdown.
Not in front of you guys.
I don't think you've ever even played your own game.
I have.
I don't
a lot.
Not sure if you have. Well, just in case.
Where are we
you
going
haven't.
With this?
Everyone on this panel.
And you never will. End it.
It's not for you to have fun with.
Everyone on this panel has devised their own round, or in Dale's case, two rounds of okay. Keyword Countdown for you
oh
to do.
Oh my giddy.
Right round. Now.
And I'm there is so
a link.
Excited.
There's a link between
and
all five.
Okay.
Naturally. And it's you versus, so, you know, rack up the points.
I'm against who am I against?
No one. Just
oh. He's doing a bit.
Oh, okay, right.
I'm not. Oh.
Obviously, I heard you guys doing this, but I'm so excited to
what,
do this
don't
because
fucking ruin it.
You haven't actually heard any of them, have you?
No, I haven't heard any of them. No, but I'm so excited to play this. Like the way that we came up with Keyword Countdown was for a road trip in Spain. So we came up with it like in a pub, and we used to play in the pub. And then we were like, oh shit, like. It really came into its own then when we went to Spain. And we basically, I wrote so many, and a friend of mine, Kieran, wrote so many as well for our entire road trip. And I don't think I've played it since then, which is fucking sad.
And in today's Kieran to play against you.
Oh my god, if he was, I'd cry.
Well, well he's not.
Spain,
we flew him to Spain to fly him back.
He's got the tapas, it's Kieran.
And what? Now you're going to tap that ass.
It's got the tap ass.
Somehow seems culturally insensitive, yeah. Even though it probably isn't.
It was just a fun little thing, now we got to cut it out.
Do you mean cut it out so we can post it everywhere?
Yeah.
The Peter Kay of the podcast.
All right, then.
So, Dale, you've
that.
Got two...
Shall I go first,
you've got
then?
Two sets, so go first and last.
Is there a link between them?
There is a link.
Is there a link between all... So, all okay, five. Cool. Wait, amazing.
Yeah.
Clue number one.
Yeah.
Revenge.
Okay.
Number two. Interrupted sex.
The Room.
Number three. Kicked in the face.
It's just a night out.
American Psycho.
Number four. Phone Booth. And it's not Phone Booth.
Is that where the interrupted sex?
Birds.
Number five. False Identification.
Pat Me If You Can.
Number six, title spoken by character.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I love one of those.
Dog Day Afternoon?
Nope. Number seven, Camouflage.
Predator. Predator 2.
Nope. Number eight, Predators. Falling from Height.
Hot Shots? Hot Shots Part 2?
Nope. Number nine, Action Hero.
Gav guesses more than us.
And the last clue, so One Man Army.
Rambo. Rambo, what, First Blood?
Nope.
Rambo.
Sorry, I shouldn't have squinted for Rambo. It's not Rambo. But you're on the right.
You're on the right lines. Oh, you were so close earlier.
You were so close.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot what we've said.
Do you want them again? Quickly?
Yeah, you've got to do the whole list once more.
Revenge. Interrupted sex. Kicked in the face. Phone Booth, False Identification, title spoken by character, Camouflage, Falling from Height, Action Hero, and One Man Army.
I don't know.
The film is Commando.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Oh.
Well done. Well done. Oh, that's good. That's good. I like it.
Like you say, good for the people at home.
Good for the people at home, boys.
Oh,
that's why he's doing it.
This is a brilliant Christmas for them.
Ooh. Yeah.
We're doing everyone a big favour.
Yeah. Right. First one.
Okay.
Waking up in strange surroundings.
I forgot what his is this really. Yeah. Oh, no, I remember.
Avatar.
Nope. Standing up to an abuser. Bit dark for Christmas.
Radio flyer.
Radio flyer.
Banger, that is.
Who's that?
Shopping mall. Destiny.
Fuck. I can't remember.
This one breaks my heart.
I can't remember what it's called.
Kiss reveals absence of love.
We've all been there.
That's 10 years of my life, mate.
I don't know.
You might not be able to hear it on the recording, but there's ever increasing sound of drilling from upstairs, it's like we can hear Gav's brain.
Sliding a glass down a bar.
You've got until the ceiling caves in to get this.
Prestige?
Nope. Scale model of a city. That could be Prestige again.
That's a good clip. I like that.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Sliding glass down a bar's really good as well.
You've got to get on the next one.
Yeah, I think that.
That's bad.
Sorry.
Sorry, Gav. I wouldn't have said that. Another son incest. Avoided.
Avoided. Key.
He knows it's bad.
Yeah. Mother son incest avoided.
Yeah.
I don't know.
School dance. Final clue. Clock tower.
Oh, Back to the Future.
Yay.
Shit. Oh. Fuck.
It's hard, isn't it?
What was that,
that's a hard one not to make easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had purple underwear at one point.
Standing up to an abuser. That's the one I was like, fuck.
Well, yeah, I thought that makes it sound darker than putting bully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
One point.
Gavin.
Joe.
I'll do scores.
You got these down, Gavin?
I've got it.
He wants to.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Okay.
Clue number one.
Yeah.
Teenage protagonist.
Catch me if you can.
Bare-chested male.
Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 3.
I think this will do for that one.
Okay.
Gay slur.
Stand by me.
Underage drinking.
Donnie Darko.
Bra removing.
Virgin suicide?
I was going to say. Try it on that chair.
Virgin suicide?
Best friend.
Oh, fucking hell.
Barefoot on street.
Not make this easy.
These are tough, yeah.
I think that one's okay.
I don't know.
Dog whistle.
This is like the Red Wedding, isn't it? You're like, thanks for the quiz, Gav. Do you mean at the end?
No, he's good.
Basketball team.
Teen Wolf?
Teen Wolf.
How many points is that?
Two.
Boom.
Two guesses, 2 points. No, 3 points.
Oh, you should finish it.
Oh, yeah, what'd you get?
Basketball team and final, howling.
It's the wolf, isn't it?
Probably.
I've met Wolf from Gladiators.
Have you?
Don't want to again. All right. That's it.
He looks short.
Ish.
Yeah. How do you mean? What context?
I'm not going into it.
Well, you're
in the middle of the game. In the middle.
Last time you saw him, his legs were wrapped around your head.
Well, it's called
power rings.
Clue number one.
Yeah.
3-word title.
Okay.
Nothing?
No.
Not having a pop?
Give up. Come on.
Adult actress playing teenage girl.
That was one for Teen Wolf as well. It's good, that.
Doesn't mean
and Back to the Future.
Doesn't mean adult actress.
No. Musical scene in non-musical work. Ooh.
That's my favourite keyword of all of us.
Yeah, that's really good.
No worry.
I think I know. I think I know what the link is.
Well, it's not happened yet, so let's.
Okay. I think I know what the link is. Which is stopping me from.
You might not though.
40-year-old virgin.
You definitely don't know what the link is.
No, but like I know what the link is.
No,
but
you
that's
don't.
Why,
don't.
No, that's why I didn't do 40-year-old virgin. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Number four: obscene finger gesture. There's a few of those.
Number five, marijuana.
I don't know.
Six, janitor.
Not Nightmare on Elm Street.
No. Seven, redhead.
Oh, Breakfast Club?
Yes, nice. It is.
Oh, how many points, Cardi?
Very nice. That is 4 points.
Okay.
Rest of the clues were self-discovery, high school, and detention.
Lovely.
All right. Last one. You got 7 points.
I thought you had two.
Yes, but this is the last one.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah. Sorry.
Right. Lifting a male into air.
Yeah. Okay.
It's into on that one, isn't it?
Two-word title.
I know what this is.
Say it then.
Goonies.
There you go.
You bang it.
I think I know what the link is. Yeah. Right. Is it 1985? The year I was born.
Yay! Yeah. Hey. Don't say we don't care.
What were the other ones? For Goonies.
6, 7, 8, 9 points for that. The other ones Child Fights an Adult. Ooh. Reference to George Washington. Unsubtitled Foreign Language. Mother-Son Relationship. Overweight Child. Baby Ruth, Booby Trap, Treasure Map.
It's pretty good.
Unsubtitled Foreign Language is wicked.
You got a massive 16 points.
I'm pretty happy with that.
You got the link as well.
Got the link, so. 17 points.
17 with the link as well.
I wish I'd gone for...
Commander?
I wish I'd gone for Goonies on Lifting a Male in Air, because I was like, I was trying to think of every other film that I know that's come out on my... That's why, like, when you said musical scene and non-musical film...
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, like 40-year-old version is the only one I could think of. I was like, that fucks up my link, but yeah.
Good game, well played.
How do you know the films that came out on the year you were born so well?
Just no.
I have no idea.
I don't know what came out.
Return of the Jedi, that's the only one I could think of.
Did Jurassic Park, was that 92? Was that 91?
I used to watch those films a lot as well.
Schindler's, this might have been 92.
You were born in like 92?
Hmm.
Oh, bloody hell.
Wasn't that
Hard Life?
Oh, Terminator 2 was 91, I think.
Yeah, a lot of films.
Good. Well done, boys. I really enjoyed playing that. It's good. It's actually quite stressful when it's just you.
Yeah. And four people looking at you.
And also, it's just like silence as well, so you haven't got other people shouting stuff out.
Yeah.
But I can't work out if that's better or worse, because if you've got people shouting stuff out, you're just going down a mad... You could be going on a mad route.
That's true. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Gav. That was our present to
Thank you, guys. Yeah. I loved that. That was brilliant. I'm glad I got some.
I know. At first, I thought, shit, we're stitching him up here.
Mate, how do you think it fucking feels when, like, Andy Serkis is not getting them? Like, it's so sad. And you're just like, oh my God.
It's so sad.
And you're saying to him, Gollum.
You fucking idiot.
Merry Christmas, Andy.
Merry Please Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas, one all. That was brilliant. Remember, stay tuned, guys, because coming up next is... a keyword counter where you could win $1.25 million.
We should point out that that's in the same episode, not the next episode.
Oh, yeah, coming up like literally now. Thank you for listening to Keyword Countdown. This little section is a special treat for you lovely people. We thought a lot of you would be travelling around for the Christmas holidays, so could do with some fun on your commutes and stuff. So Simon and Joe have devised a bunch of keyword countdowns with a very special link between them all. And the first person to email in with the correct link will win $1.25 million. I actually don't know how we've managed to sort that out. That is mental. But yeah, if you think you know what the link is, email us, IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com, and you'll win $1.25 million. So here we go then. There's a lot of these, so hope you enjoy them wherever you are. Film number one. Name in title. British. Black comedy. Police. Singing in a car. Hiding in a septic tank. Employee dismissal. Siege. Based on TV series, Radio DJ. What is the film? It's Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa. Did you get that? Film number two. Based on comic book. Vigilante Justice. Secret Identity. Underground Hideout. Wisecrack Humor. Hockey Stick. Pizza Delivery. Ninja Army. Talking Rat. Talking Turtle. The film was, of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Fucking hell, boys, they're quite easy at the moment. Alright, here we go. Two-word title. Yorkshire, England. Martial arts. Post-World War II. Animal protagonist. Pie in the face. Aviation. Escape. Clay animation. Final clue. Chicken. The film was, of course, Chicken Run. What a film. That's brilliant. Here we go. Film number four. 1960s. Paranoia. Love Triangle. Director cameo. School teacher. Jungle Gym. Bodega Bay, California. Chase Down Street. One of my favourite clues. Nature Run Amok. And final clue, Bird Attack. You get that? The birds won it. Alright, getting harder now. Hold on, boys. Next film. Revenge. Film within a film. Drawing of a horse. Bottomless pit. Unplugged electronic works. Race against time. Remake of Asian film. Supernatural horror. Phone. Final clue, VHS tape. You know that one. It's The Ring. Next film. Item thrown into water to honor family or friend. Bare-chested male. Men's locker room. Man in underwear. Male objectification. Machismo. Rivalry. Navy. Exploding plane. And the final clue, death of friend. Anyone get that? Of course you bloody did. It's Top Gun, isn't it? Here we go. Next one. Manhattan, New York City. Mirror does not reflect reality. As often the case. Cunnilingus. Doppelganger. Music box. Overbearing mother. Self-mutilation. Madness. Animal metamorphosis. And the final clue for this one. Ballet. If you said Black Swan, You be bloody right. Here we go. Next film. Voiceover narration. One word title. San Francisco, California. Police brutality. 1970s. Mental health clinic. Candlelight vigil. Proposition 6. Election. And the final clue. Gay activist. Anyone get milk? Next film. One word title. Cult film. Naive woman. This is a great keyword. Reference to Paula Abdul. Dance lesson. Female hitchhiker. Sleaze. Vaginal injury. Can't wait, it's Christmas. Female full frontal nudity. Stripper. That was the last one. Stripper. It's Showgirls. Here we go, we got a couple more. Next film. Leaving Home. Saving the World. Horse Riding. Reluctant Hero. Premonition. Abandoned Mine. Fictional Language. Wizard. Based on Novel. Final Clue. Ring. It's Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Well done if you got that one. Two more left now. Next film. Political Satire. Falling from Height. Shot in the Chest. Need in the Groin. Reference to Ronald Reagan. Music score composed by director. Ooh, that's a good one. Conspiracy. Extraterrestrial life. Sunglasses. And the final clue for this one. Wrestler as actor. Who got that? Did you? Colin? On the A470? It was They Live. And the final film of this Christmas special, Keyword Countdown. One word title. New York City. Based on short film. I didn't know that, actually. Based on short film. Car accident. Public humiliation. Obsession. Teacher misconduct. Bloody hand. Jazz score. And the final clue, drummer. Everyone get that? It was Whiplash. Whiplash. Well done. So, there they are. And the first person to email us the link wins the frankly ridiculous prize of $1.25 million in GTA 5 Online. Only on PlayStation 4, and you must be in Europe to be able to claim it. $1.25 million. Still a good prize though, isn't it? Even if all those other things I said don't apply to you, that's fine. If you think you know what the link is between all those films, email us IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. thank you very much for playing Keyword Countdown this last year, and a massive thanks to everyone who keeps sending theirs in for me to do on the show, because that means I don't have to do any work, and that is frankly brilliant. If you have one, you can DM me on Twitter. I'm at CymroGav, that's CymroGav. Stick them in a Google Doc, and this sounds mad, but you never believe how many people don't do it, but make sure the permissions on the Google Doc are set to, so anybody with the link can edit it. You'd be amazed the amount that I get, and I click on it and I'm not allowed to look at it. So yeah, I still appreciate you sending them in though, so keep doing that, because then I don't have to do as much work, which is great. So thank you very much for playing, and have a lovely Christmas.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.